It's 11:14 here at 92.1 FM. It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And thank you, Tiny Tim, for that. And another garden show on a Thursday morning with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery Floral and Greenhouse. Still with the greenhouse there, Dwayne?
Greenhouse, if people are looking for that. So we got Stinker Days, Dragon Fest Days over in Madison, and you can get some plants on sale there, so check it out.
All right, will do.
Yeah,
how's your day going?
My day's going good. It's not as warm as it's going to get.
I think they're trying to scare us for next week.
I do. Oh, I'm kind of scared. I'm just really appreciative that we got this rain, this last couple rains, that if it does get that hot, you know, a lot of our plants won't go under stress as much as if they didn't go into it with this moisture. So
Right.
I think it's good.
Yeah, I had a good rain yesterday morning. That was for the whole area, I think. So got over an inch of rain in some places.
Is there a bad rain?
That's a good point. No, there's never, this is the driving force rain that, with the wind.
out by Rochester, that corner of Minnesota, got 14 inches in 24 hours. That probably is a bad rain.
That's a bad rain, yeah. Okay. But your grandfather said never complain about?
My dad.
Or your dad, okay.
So, I can't complain.
Don't complain, okay. Hey, we're going to open up our phone lines as we always do for a lawn or garden question for Dwayne. Let's see if we can stump him this morning. 320-598-7301 is the number. 320-598-7301 for a lawn or garden question for Dwayne.
I got a stump question for you, Paul.
Well, you're going to put me on the spot, okay?
You're not going to. How many grass blades are there in the world?
Yeah, you can't come up with a number for that.
You know what they're estimating?
What?
400 quadrillion.
Who thinks of stuff like that?
You know, somebody that hasn't got anything else to do. Hopefully.
Oh, okay.
Plant of the week, which is you said you've never heard of before.
Yeah, never heard of it.
It's kind of cool. It's called Monarda, or the common name is bee balm, which is blooming right now. It's kind of cool. You can, right now you see the red one out in nature a lot or in your gardens. It comes in red, pink, and purple is what we have at Heather Garden Center. It's kind of got an unusual flower. It's kind of a feathery flower. It's called world flowers. I mean, it's kind of feathery, I guess is what it is.
Okay.
It's really cool, easy to grow. And it's a pollinator type thing, so it attracts butterflies and other pollinator insects and stuff. So pollinator people of the world would love that.
Is that why they call it bee balm?
It attracts bees, too, yeah.
Okay. Is it always red?
No, you can get red, pink, purple, and there's other colors, but we have red, pink, and purple at the store.
Okay.
And it's spicy scented, so it has a scent, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, one of our listeners called last week about the scented flower, so this would be one of them.
Yeah, bee balm. When flowers are blooming, that's when people are attracted to them. And the bee balm is blooming right now. It's kind of cool.
Okay.
I was up to the lake this weekend, and my brother-in-law has a big patch of bee balm, and so I took. That's where I got that picture from.
Oh, nice. Hey, so what's our horticultural concern for the week, Dwayne?
If you look at the picture, I took some pictures of maple leaves, okay? So my concern was the maple trees. And if you look at that picture, which is on Facebook, the picture on the left is called maple nipple gall, which is a growth on the leaves, and there's little mite laid an egg on that leaf, and then the leaf grew over that, so there's an egg inside there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to try to take care of that, you'd have to do that early in the spring. There's nothing you can do right now. It's not going to kill a tree. It just looks really ugly. The middle leaf is a picture of a royal red maple leaf and has a lot of leaf patter. It looks like it went through hail damage and then maybe a dry period where the edges, if the edges of the leaves are brown, that's usually a lack of water. But also that type of tree, that type of Norway maple, has a root problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem with that. And the last leaf there is a autumn blaze maple, or which is a Acer rubrum, red maple. And there's a nutrient deficiency there. The leaf is all yellow except for the veins are green, and that's saying it needs something to eat. So if your trees are turning yellow and the green, the veins are still green, you need to fertilize your tree.
Okay. And, yeah, you can see these pictures on our KLQP Facebook page that I posted a while back. So, interesting. All right. Hey, we could use some questions. Dwayne, give us a call here, 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. And you can remain anonymous, and Chris will just take your question and hand it to me, and we'll get it on the air. All right, Dwayne, we do have some questions. This is actually one from last week we didn't get to, from one of our listeners. They're thinking about it's about tomato plants. What do you think about Starley's BLTs? We need them now. She goes, well, you have to wait for the tomatoes to grow. So so if you start them early, like in early April, and then plant them, will you be ahead of schedule?
We almost have to do that in Minnesota because the season isn't long enough. If you don't plant tomato seeds, you have to have a transplant. So starting your tomatoes in April is a fantastic idea, and it's so good that I've done thousands and thousands and thousands of that. That's how we do it in the greenhouse. We start seeds so we have the plants.
Oh, okay.
You don't need to do it. You can just come to Heather Nursery and Greenhouse.
Right. Well, you know how I might do mine. Just my neighbor helps me, but I mean,
yep.
We just plant them and grow them, but I'm hungry for a BLT now.
Exactly.
How about you?
The ads that we made, Paul, together, that's what my last comment is. It's BLT time.
Yep, that's right. So, okay, so most people do start tomato plants indoors then?
Well, I don't know if they either start their own or they buy a tomato plant, you know, at a greenhouse, you know, and then plant them out. I have never, ever, ever seen somebody plant a tomato seed and get a tomato in Minnesota.
Okay.
Outside.
Right. What's some of your favorite tomatoes again, Dwayne?
Well, beefsteak, Beefmaster is good, big tomato, tasty. Brandywine is one of the top ones that are rated for taste. So Brandywine is a heirloom tomato. There's a Kim tomato, which is kind of a black tomato, which is very good. I like the little ones, the cherry tomatoes.
Cherry tomatoes, okay.
That one's called Sun Sugar, and I plant a number of them around the greenhouse here, so when I go by, I can eat Sun Sugar tomatoes. Paul, people are telling me that they've had tomatoes, so it's starting the beginning of the tomato season.
Sounds good.
Go check out the farmer's market.
Yeah, a lot of farmer's markets in our area.
Yep. So I think the tomatoes some of them are starting to ripen.
I heard someone mention they're going to check out their potatoes.
Yeah, Terry Overlander dug potatoes. You know, and if you have Norland potatoes, that's an early potato. And you dig those and you get those little baby red potatoes, and you got to have that with your BLT.
Okay. Remember last week we talked about clover being crazy in lawns?
That is, too.
Yeah, well, we had someone that takes care of a baseball field in our area. They really struggling on their baseball field. So, and we have a question, what kills white clover and lawns again?
Well, Heather Nursery and Floral does.
That's the easy answer.
Yeah.
What do you use?
The product one of the products that's available over the counter for people to use is called Weed Free Zone. Okay, a normal 2,4-D or like Weed Be Gone doesn't have enough power to kill clover. Okay, you need Weed Free Zone. There's four chemicals in there, and spray that on, and you'll kill it. It's really hard to kill clover. I should say it's hard to kill summer weeds because they've kind of hardened off with the hot weather, so they're protecting themselves and they don't absorb as much of the. So you kind of have to give them a little heavier dose. Spray them now, and then make sure you spray them in the fall after first frost, and you'll kill your clover.
Okay, good.
Same way with Creeping Charlie.
Creeping Charlie, yeah. Yep. Well, with the hot weather we're going to get next week, the weeds will be growing. And that's one of our questions. Should I spray weeds when it's going to be really hot next week? Should I be out there while it's hot, 100 degrees, high humidity? Should I spray weeds then?
You know, that's stupid.
Okay.
If that's going to hurt you more than your lawn. 100 degrees out, you should be sitting in the shade. I'm sorry. But hot, humid, wet, and if it's over 80 degrees, you shouldn't be out there spraying your lawn. You shouldn't be out there mowing your lawn either. That hurts your lawn, too. And mow your lawn high.
I think what they're getting at is it more effective to spray when it's really hot.
Less effective.
Less, okay.
Okay, except for one weed.
What's that?
You know, I have nothing better to do, so I read all these labels, okay? If you, a crabgrass killer, which is out there right now, all that lime yellow grass is crabgrass out there. Crabgrass and pigeon grass. And if you, that's an annual grass. And on the bottle of there, it says warmer weather, hotter the weather, the better the chemical's going to be taken in. And it says on the bottle that you should do 1 ounce in a gallon of water and spray that over 1,000 square feet. And you have to do it twice, 2 weeks apart, and you have to do it when it's little. So if you're going to spray your crabgrass, better do it now, because in a month from now, there's no use doing it.
Okay. All right, our last question for the day. Remember, a couple weeks ago, we talked about the benefits of ants in your garden?
Yep.
What's that?
They pollinate your plants.
Right. Well, this person says, how do I get rid of so many ants in my flower beds? Should she get rid of ants in your flower beds? How do you get rid of them?
If you're completely over, well, depends on what side of the fence you're on there. You know, people that don't want to hurt anything don't want you to kill ants. But if you have so many ants, I mean, you can put a granular insecticide on your garden, and that they'll take that back to their, you know, okay, whatever you call
their home.
Yeah. And, or you can spray your flowers with an insecticide, and that'll kill the ants, too.
Okay. All right, Dwayne, you've got a couple minutes. What's happening at Heather Nursery and Floral and Monty and Dawson and Madison?
Oh, there's a lot of problems out there when you get this hot, humid, and wet weather. There's a lot of fungal-type problems, so I've been selling a lot of fungicides, and I would really be concerned with your lawn, because I was just on some lawns, and there's starting to be a fungal problem there. If your lawn is starting to turn brown, and especially if it's in little round patches, that's a fungus problem. So you should be concerned, especially if it stays hot. Be concerned that you should spray with a fungicide or lawn care solutions that what we spray for. That's also gone to things like the tomatoes. If your tomato plants, the top leaves are curling, that's from that hot, humid weather. So make sure that you keep them evenly moist. Probably mulch them with alfalfa if you have alfalfa.
Okay.
And then fertilize them.
All right. Got to run, Dwayne. You're open on Saturdays, all three locations? Or when are you open?
Seems like we're open all the time.
Okay.
But no, we're open in Dawson Saturday mornings. We're open in Monty till 2 o'clock. And Madison is not open on Saturday.
Okay.
But normally we were open from 8 to 5, so check us out. If you have questions, call me.
All right. Thanks, Dwayne. Got to run.
You bet. Have fun. Run fast.
All right. Dwayne Hassett with Heather Nursery and Floral, and that's another garden show for this week.